Some people says a jigsaw, which it's not, because really a jigsaw is a different thing, but a lot of people here call them a jigsaw, you know, they're jigging up and down there. But, I don't know what the proper name would be.
And you say, when the kids are on that, you say they're jigging up and down, or what would you say they're doing?
Well, they jigging up and down, I guess, is about what you...
What about, I don't know if you've ever seen one, but instead of balancing the board in the middle, they had the board fastened on each end, and then the kid would sit in the middle and bounce up and down.
Yeah, springboard.
A springboard. And what if instead of having it laying across a bench like that, it'd be on, fixed on a post with a spike through it so it'd go around in a circle?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then it went on the post. Some people called them a whirligig, and but there was another name for them, and I can't think what it was now, to tell you the truth. It's been so long since I've seen one.
What about the kind of thing that you tie a couple of ropes from a tree limb and then fasten a seat in the bottom? And
the swing.
A swing. What would you call it? Just a general word for the kind of things that a child would play with.
Well,
not so much the bigger things like the swing and that kind of thing, but little cars and.
Well, I don't know what would be right, but you just said play toys or play things. What the most people said.
Mm-hmm.
Where you play things. I heard a little skipper the night before last here. Where's my play things? They were in a baseball box at the end of the couch there. It's come in the neighbor. Yeah.
So did you ever have a coal fire?
Coal fire?
Mm-hmm.
No, we've never used coal.
Have you ever heard anybody give a name to the thing that you'd carry the coal in, or that you'd keep it in?
Coal bucket.
Coal bucket?
Yeah. I've used them for plenty when I was working in the fire department, because that's what we hit with, you know, coal.
When you brought it in, did you keep it in the bucket, or did you have some kind of box to put it in for you?
Well, we had a coal bin just outside the back door of the station, see, and we'd bring it in, which wasn't but just a, you might say, wall between, and we'd bring it in whatever amount in the bucket that we wanted to put in the heater, see, and just dump it in the heater. And we didn't, didn't store any inside at all. Just had a coal bin outside, and the truck, big dump truck, come up, dump that thing full ever so often, you know, during the winter, keep it full.
What do you call the kind of thing you use if you maybe hauling bricks or something? It's got one wheel and two handles and a
wheelbarrow. Yeah, I got one name under the shed there too.
If the wheel starts squeaking on it, then what do you have to do to it?
Grease it.
And what do you put on it?
Well, I always use a regular cup of grease. Some people just pour a little oil and stop the